Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. This program is about music for social change. Among the many uses for music, to enrich, to entertain, to distract, to uplift, to accompany, are those which express and which educate. And in these categories, music has been used to influence social change, to sing out in anger, in celebration, in protest, in grief. We'll start with a couple of arousing songs about voting. After that, we'll hear how music has been used in Bangladesh to educate women about their rights. And finally, we'll hear a moving orchestral piece about the tragic landscapes of Chernobyl. Ethel Smyth, the well-known English composer who lived from 1858 to 1944, devoted 2 years of her life to the suffrage movement. In 1911, 8 years after the premiere of her Mass in D at Royal Albert Hall in London, Smyth joined the Women's Social and Political Union and pledged to devote herself to the task of achieving votes for women. She was swept off her feet upon hearing the founder of the union, Emmeline Pankhurst, speak at a meeting. Mrs. Pankhurst soon became another in the long list of female friends with whom Smyth was totally infatuated. During the course of her suffragette activities, Ethel Smyth spent 3 or 4 weeks in Holloway Prison for throwing a brick through the window of the colonial secretary. She composed 3 Songs of Sunrise in 1911. The third of these, The March of the Women, with words added to it later by Cecily Hamilton, soon became the suffragette's battle hymn. At the first performance, the newspaper reported noted that it was conducted by the composer herself, who materially increased the effect of the march by some terrific whacks upon the cymbals, which happened to be lying at her feet. 2 months later, Smyth conducted it again, this time at a mass meeting in Albert Hall. Perhaps the most famous performance of the march is the one described by Sir Thomas Beecham. While she was in prison, Beecham one day tried to visit Ethel Smyth. As he arrived in the main courtyard, he found, quote, the noble company of martyrs marching around it and singing lustily their war chant, while the composer, beaming approbation from an overlooking upper window, beat time in almost Bacchic frenzy with a toothbrush. Let's hear it now.